T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now 46 degrees. Senate is readying for impeachment trial. We've got the story.
Democrats debate in Iowa. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
The final design plan for Wichita's riverfront has been released. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. The day after Wichita swears in a new mayor, the city council selects a new vice mayor. Who they chose is coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yesterday, we hit 59 for the high in Wichita, but today, some colder air is going to be moving in, dropping our temperature down somewhat. Our full forecast here in just a few minutes.
The impeachment trial is closer to getting underway in the Senate.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham, a South Carolina Republican, says President Trump is eager to get moving.
I think he believes he wants to get it done sooner rather than later. He's frustrated. He didn't think he did anything wrong, but I told him there's a process. Once we start, we're going to try to plow ahead and get it done and hopefully be over by the time of the State of the Union.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer has pushed moderate Republicans to demand testimony from witnesses. Schumer insists their perspective could be critically important.
We don't know what those witnesses will say or what the documents will reveal. They could hurt the president's case or they could help the president's case. We don't know.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
At last night's debate, Democrats tackled health care, climate change, and impeachment.
In a Democratic field that lacks a clear front-runner, Elizabeth Warren went soft on Bernie Sanders after accusing him of saying that a woman can't win.
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it.
Bernie is my friend, and I am not here to try to fight with Bernie.
The six candidates battled on CNN over how to pay for health care, how to tackle climate change, and impeachment.
I say we have to unite the country, and it's going to be harder. After this trial, it may be.
Joe Biden, while blasting President Trump's military action, also defended the Obama administration's that also lacked congressional approval. In Des Moines, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Final recommendations for the Riverfront Legacy Master Plan have been released, and they don't include plans for Wichita's Century 2.
Details regarding the potential new developments were presented to a panel during a public meeting at Newman University Tuesday evening. John Rolfe with Great Wichita Partnership tells KSN News it comes after months of research and collecting community comments.
One of the things we've heard over and over again through public engagement over the past several months is important to have green space, re-engage the river.
However, the design team's plan suggests building a new performing arts center and tearing down Century 2. Many in attendance like the idea, but others say they don't want to lose the iconic Wichita building.
I like the green space. I like the use of the river. But I want to save Century 2.
The design team says they'll be collecting additional feedback for the next few weeks before presenting their proposal to the city and county next month. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Brandon Whipple has chaired his first city council meeting as Wichita mayor.
All right, thank you for the people in attendance and those watching on television. I do want to just preface that this is my first meeting and I might do things a little different if I rely back on my legislative experience for running a meeting. But stick with me. We're going to get the hang of it.
The first item of business was to select a new vice mayor. The ballots were cast and the council made its choice.
And faithfully discharge the duties of vice mayor.
And faithfully discharge the duties of vice mayor.
For the city of Wichita, Kansas.
For the city of Wichita, Kansas.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Judge.
That was new Wichita Vice Mayor Cindy Claycomb taking the oath of office. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita police are asking the public's help in finding a possible murder victim's body. Captain Brent Allred says police received a tip December 29th that 53-year-old Jeffrey Hill of Wichita was involved in a criminal homicide earlier in the month in the 2100 block of South Water. Now, the victim's body was taken from the scene and buried somewhere outside Wichita. Police gathered enough information to arrest Hill near Merton and Seneca Monday.
Hill was stopped by officers driving a 1999 white Chevy Suburban. When officers stopped him, he fled from the vehicle on foot, but was arrested by officers after a short foot pursuit. During the stop, officers also located and recovered methamphetamine, narcotic pills, and marijuana.
Captain Allred says Hill was charged with second-degree murder, possession of meth with intent to sell, possession of marijuana, and resisting arrest. The victim is identified as 50-year-old Jeffrey Jones of Hutchinson. Police ask anyone with information in this case to call detectives at 268-4407 or Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Got a lot of basketball action to talk about, college and high school levels. We'll get to that coming up in sports.
Moody's Investors Service has downgraded the debt rating for Spirit AeroSystems to junk bond status. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Moody's Investors Service has downgraded the debt rating for Spirit AeroSystems to junk bond status after the major supplier of fuselages for Boeing's troubled 737 MAX announced massive layoffs last week. Monday's downgrade comes after Spirit announced Friday that it was laying off 2,800 workers in Wichita and that it planned smaller workforce reductions later this month at its plants in Tulsa and McAllister, Oklahoma. Spirit produced about 70% of the 737 MAX, including the fuselage and other major components.
A government spy agency finds a major flaw in a computer operating system and lends a hand.
The NSA says it found a major flaw in Windows 10 that could have allowed hackers to intercept communications thought to be secure. But instead of using it to gather intelligence, NSA agents told Microsoft about it so the company can fix it. Microsoft released a free software patch Tuesday and credited the agency for discovering it. It says it hasn't seen any evidence hackers have exploited the software flaw. Some computers will get the fix automatically if they have the automatic update option turned on. If not, you can go to Windows Update in your computer settings. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
A woman in Florida tried to use items in a Walmart store to burn the place down.
37-year-old Emily Stollard facing multiple charges after police say she tried to build an explosive device inside of a Tampa Walmart store. She was charged with attempted arson of a structure, firebombing, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, child abuse, and battery on an officer. A security guard noticed Stollard with a child opening unpaid items, including flammable materials and matches. Investigators say that Stollard even spit at the deputies as she was being loaded into a patrol car. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
This morning, it'd be a good idea to avoid the area if you can. Southbound I-135, we've got a traffic accident north of the 8th and 9th Street exits there. And apparently the road is open. They had been diverting traffic at 21st Street, but they've got the left two lanes open. So it's just the right lane that's closed there. Southbound on I-135, just north of the 8th and 9th Street exits. Expect a slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Change is a-coming. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing on this Wednesday?
On this balmy spring-like day, more of the same coming. Nope, things are going to change. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's right. Usually when a few days go by of the same conditions, you know, waking up to patchy fog every morning, we know something's bound to change, and that's what's going to happen by tomorrow. Some minor changes today for anybody getting ready to head out the door or anything like that, getting ready to take that first step out the door. I'm not really seeing as much fog or mist out there, mainly because our winds are a little bit stronger, and they're also out of the north. Here in Wichita, we were at 50 degrees not long ago. Now we're down to 41, and we may be able to touch the 30s just before the sun really starts to come up. Seeing a high of 48 degrees today, though, we've been able to sneak into the 50s over the last couple of days. Not seeing that today. A little bit cooler, thanks to those northerly winds at 10 to 20. So it's also going to be a little bit breezy out there, too. And there are going to be some stubborn low clouds around, similar to what we've been dealing with over the last couple of days, just less fog. But those clouds should start to break up, kind of like yesterday, and eventually giving way to some sunshine by the afternoon. Clouding right back up later on tonight, though, and you're going to notice it's going to be a colder start by tomorrow morning with a low of 22 degrees. That colder air will set the stage for that chance of some wintry weather. Moisture moving in from the south, tracking north, only getting up to 36 degrees, but we'll likely see a mix by midday into the afternoon of freezing rain, sleet, and snow. That'll likely cause some slick conditions and hazardous travel all the way into the evening hours. Waking up Friday, still with a wintry mix around, low of 31 degrees, and then we'll see a quick transit or a gradual transition to just plain old rain showers as we go through our Friday. So when it comes to hazardous slick travel, it's really going to be between Thursday and Friday morning where we'll have to make sure that we're using caution on the roads. Into the weekend, after we dry out Friday night, dry Saturday and Sunday. Still going to be chilly out there in the 40s, though. But anybody headed up to Arrowhead Stadium, that AFC Championship game, looks like you'll just need to bundle up. I think that's going to be the only thing you'll have to worry about. So right now, we're at 41 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. North winds at 15 miles an hour, making it feel more like 33. Just chilly and cloudy to start your Wednesday out there.
All right. That's interesting. A little snow in the forecast. Well, it is January, so that's what we have to
expect. Yeah, and Steve, real quick, I forgot to mention, it looks like amounts are going to be pretty light out there when it comes to the potential for ice and snow. Not really seeing a whole lot, but we do know what even a little bit of that stuff can do.
Oh, yeah. All right, thank you, Ronell, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 7:14 on this Wednesday morning, January 15th. And it was on this date in 1892, the original rules of basketball, devised by James Naismith, were published for the first time in Springfield, Massachusetts, where the game originated. And I think Mr. Naismith then came out on the plains. Did he wind up at the University of Kansas, Dad?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Basketball. This is the birthday of basketball.
What was the?
1892. The original rules were devised.
Yeah, which are now housed in Lawrence,
in
Kansas.
Lawrence,
they built a special museum and building to house those.
How about that?
Yeah.
7:14, Steve and Ted. Of course, we had the final Democratic debate before the Iowa caucuses last night in Des Moines. And Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is with us. He is not with us this morning. I got the high sign that he was. I guess he's not. All right, it's 7:15 now. Steve and Ted on KNSS. And we had after morning fog yesterday, partly cloudy, breezy day across central Kansas. The high was 59 degrees. I was able to get out and go for a run this in the afternoon. It was great. Normal high for the date, 42, so we were way above normal yesterday. This is, as I said, January 15th. We're on this date in 1932, weather-wise. Los Angeles received their greatest snowfall on record. How deep was the snow?
2 inches.
2 inches.
I nailed it? At the Civic Center.
Yeah. 2 inches. How about that?
Doesn't happen very often.
No, it just doesn't snow in L.A. It just doesn't.
So. What do you think of the Riverfront Master Plan?
You know, I've just seen some of the vague renderings of what they want to do, and it's going to be quite a bit different from what they have now, but... And we'll see how far it goes. Maybe the city council and county may just turn it down. But we're going to have more. It's going to cost, it looks like, $1 billion.
They're talking $1.1 billion at least.
Of course, you get a major overhaul of the downtown area.
Right.
And it's going to be expensive. And how are you going to pay for it? Well, there could be a sales tax. I've heard about that. And as a matter of fact, talking yesterday was...
Public would have to vote on that.
Yeah. Sedgwick County... Manager Tom Stoles was with me yesterday. We recorded a show for this weekend, and Tom was talking about the fact that at some point we may have to take that idea to the public and say, do you want to raise sales tax or not? So,
right. Of course, that's how the arena got built.
So let's see what happens next. We'll keep track of it. All right, let's do it. We've got Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso with us right now talking about those debates in Iowa, Des Moines, and the Democrats in their debate. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning to you.
And any big surprises? We thought maybe there would be some sort of fisticuffs between the two of the candidates there, but it didn't come about.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think, 19 days out from the Iowa caucus with no real clear front runner on the Democratic side, and you'd think there would have to be, as you say, fisticuffs. A battle, a fight, a cat fight, just take the gloves off and hash it out. I think the thing about Iowa that we've known, that I've learned over the past, several presidential election cycles, is that Iowans tend to not like that very much. They like a more measured approach. And we saw that, we know that based on the polling that many of the likely voters on the Democratic side here in Iowa are either still undecided or could be swayed. That said, no real fireworks at all last night. I think, you know, we saw some spirited debate on health care, how to pay for Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, Medicare for all. We saw a spirited debate on foreign policy. And then what really everybody's talking about, which drowned out all of those talks, is the accusations from Elizabeth Warren that Bernie Sanders ever told her a woman can't win. And CNN asking point blank, did you say that? He said, I never said it. And then the CNN anchor then turned to Elizabeth Warren and either not hearing what Sanders had said or just disregarding what he said. Said, Senator Warren, what did you think when Senator Sanders told you that a woman cannot win the election? And Warren said, I disagree. And then said, look, Bernie's my friend and I want to move on. But there was a snub at least what appeared to be a handshake snub towards the end of the debate where Bernie reached out to shake a hand. Elizabeth Warren kept it close and the two walked away, which appeared to be in disagreement. So that's going to continue, but I think the big story is that we're watching what happens on Capitol Hill, and Sanders and Warren they might be out of the picture for perhaps up to 60 days. We'll see. Amy Klobuchar as well for jury duty with this whole impeachment thing, and so that helps Joe Biden, that helps Pete Buttigieg, two of the four, Sanders and Warren among them. That's appear to be like the top tier candidates among the six on stage in terms of polling. So we'll see what happens. But it was a crucial night for them to get their messaging out ahead of the vote here in Iowa.
All right. Hey, Jeff, thanks for your coverage. Thanks for being with us this morning. Fox News Radio's Jeff Bonasso in Des Moines, Iowa. Cutting through all of the other stuff, the Medicare thing creeps up to me, the health care thing and Medicare for all. But the Democrats disagree. How are you going to pay for this? And that's the big question. How are you going to pay for this, if at all? All right, 7:20 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's sports time with Ted Woodward. Ted, basketball?
Yep.
Lots of basketball.
Shocker men are on the road tonight. 16th-ranked Wichita State at Temple. The Shockers right now are on a 9-game winning streak. They've won 8 straight road games, which is the second longest streak in the nation right now. Shocks are a 4.5-point favorite in Philadelphia tonight. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull begin their pregame coverage at 7 o'clock. The game will tip off at 8 o'clock tonight. Shocker basketball on 103.7 KEYN. Men's action in Norman, Oklahoma last night. 6th-ranked Kansas on the road at Oklahoma. And when KU's getting the ball into the big guy, good things happen for the Jayhawks. You heard the game last night on Sports Radio KFH.
Left side to Abadji, lobs high, caught by Doak, goes up and slams it home. A two-hand rim rocker thrown down with authority by Udoka. Now a screen from Doak. Moss, a long two, misses. Rebound Azubuike with one hand, and he throws it home. A posterizing dunk for Azubuike.
Jayhawks win it 66-52. Oklahoma with a season-low 31% shooting from the floor. Here's Kansas head coach Bill Self.
We competed. I didn't. You can compete and not play great. But if I had to pick the two, make shots or really compete, I'd take competing every day. And we did today.
Isaiah Moss with 20 points. The Jayhawks improved to 13-3 with the win. Kansas State loses at home to 23rd-ranked Texas Tech, 77-63, the final in that one. K-State drops to 0-4 in the conference play to start out. First time that's happened in 11 years. Not good for the Wildcats. And the Wichita State women are home tonight, 6:30 at Coke Arena. The Shocker ladies begin a 3-game homestand hosting Tulsa this evening at Coke Arena. And we had a huge game in boys basketball last night. Derby at campus, both undefeated. It turned out to be a very close, good game. Campus won the game 56-53.
Wow.
So Campus, under head coach Chris Davis, remains undefeated now at 7-0. First loss of the season for Derby. Sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, 7:22 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. A new culture war in New York. And traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.